Thank you. All right. Well, I think we're warmed up now. We feel much better. So I'd love to take just a moment to tell you who these fine-looking fellas are, along with the other one.
No.
Hey, we got the big screen. It doesn't lie, guys. I'm telling you. I asked them, do you have the thing that makes noses look smaller? They didn't answer that. Man with the bass comes to you all the way, friends, from Cleveland, Tennessee. And although he did not grow up necessarily playing bluegrass music, he, of course, has embraced it and loves it. But we know that this man has played Rocky Top at least 1,000 times more than the Osborne Brothers ever did as a member of the University of Tennessee Marching Band in his college days. This was his part. Thank you very much. From Cleveland, Tennessee, on the vocals and the bass, that's Mr. Todd Parks. Our drummer comes all the way from Albuquerque, New Mexico. He and I are in our 25th year of playing music together, and that is my good fortune. It is all our fortune. And maybe I shouldn't brag on him, but I will. Friends, 8-time International Bluegrass Music Association Drummer of the Year. If there were categories for that. It's a write-in. Thank you, well timed out. Our banjo player from Bainbridge Island, Washington, friends, he is a recording artist, composer of tunes, a wonderful singer as well. And as you can tell, he hit the stage warmed up, and by golly, make welcome Mr. Wes Corbett. Fell on the guitar is well known in the IBMA circles as he's won award as Recording Engineer of the Year. He's a record producer, has his own labels, produces many of the acts you've seen playing around the IBMA this weekend. Very good mandolin player, so you're certainly not gonna hear that tonight. But can sing any part, as you notice, wonderful lead singer. You need some good mojo in your life, friend. Mojo's here. Stephen Mojin. Last record put out was a tribute to John Hartford called Radio John, the songs of John Hartford. And I was fortunate to play alongside of him, record with him, and be pals, and even rode a steamboat or two with him. And 9 of the 10 tunes were written by John on this album, but this one we're gonna do is the title song written by my friend John Pinnell and I. And some of you may know John Pinnell as one of the original members of Union Station and wrote a lot of their great tunes. And anyway, John and I got to, we both grew up as John Hartford fans, and we wanted to write a song. It talked about all the things and his accomplishments, but all the things he was really good at. Well, we originally had 22 verses. So for your listening enjoyment, it's much shorter than that tonight. But right down to being a steamboat captain, we talk about him in this song. And it is titled after his nickname when he was a disc jockey as a young man on KSTL in St. Louis when he was young. So here we go with a tune called Radio John.